This is the New York Giants 2026 season preview, and it opens with the loudest coaching hire of the offseason arriving at the quietest kind of opportunity. 11 days after Baltimore fired him, 18 seasons, one Super Bowl, John Harbaugh agreed to become the 21st head coach of the Giants, a 4-13 team most of the league had filed under rebuild, except our ledger never filed them there. The 2025 Giants went 1-7 in one-score games, lost 5 games they led by double digits. We counted, it's 5, and played by point differential, like a 7-win team. Statistically, this is one of the cleanest bounce profiles in football. The market noticed. The win total sits at 7.5, up from 5.5 a year ago, with, per the tracking, 96% of bets on the over. This episode is about the space between a bounce and a hype cycle, what the rules actually promise, what got sold to pay for the new era, and the second-year quarterback everything depends on. What was real? More offense than a 4-13 record has any right to, and a season that kept ending the same way. The rush offense ranked 5th in the league in efficiency. Tyrone Tracy and rookie Cam Scadabo splitting the early work, Jackson Dart adding 487 yards and 9 touchdowns on the ground himself. The team scored 381 points, 17th, with an overall offense that ranked 17th in efficiency, middle of the league, from a roster that lost Malik Nabers in Week 4 and its rookie quarterback to a concussion in Week 10. Dart's own line, across 14 games of action, 2,272 passing yards, 15 touchdowns, 5 picks. The wins tell the story of the talent. They beat a 3-0 Chargers team in Dart's first career start, then beat the defending champion Eagles 34-17 on a Thursday night in October. And they closed the season winning their last two by a combined 68-27, including a 34-17 finale win over Dallas that knocked the Cowboys' nose in on the way out. The rest was collapse choreography. 0-3 before Dart, a 9-game losing streak after the Eagles' win, Brian Daboll fired in November at 2-8, the defensive coordinator fired weeks later, an interim's offense that once managed 13 net passing yards in a December loss. The defense was the honest weak half, 25th in expected points allowed, 15 takeaways, 25th in the league. But even that unit had teeth. 39 sacks and a top half pressure rate. What was luck? Almost everything about the record. And this time, the number is spectacular. 1-7 in one-score games, the worst rate in the division, and far below the 35% line where our 10-year bounce rule kicks in. Teams down there gained back about 2.5 wins the next year and 69% improved. The Pythagorean gap is even louder. This roster's point differential says 7 wins, a 3-win underperformance that fires our second bounce rule. Teams that far under their Pythagorean projection gained back about 2 wins, with 68% improving. Both flags, stacked on 4-13, project this roster toward 8 wins with no roster changes at all. And the 5 blown double-digit leads, verified in our play-by-play, all 5 on the road, are the mechanism. This team kept building leads and kept finding ways to hand them back. That is either a talent problem or a finishing problem. The distinction is the entire 2026 bet. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, describes a defense that no longer exists and an offense about to be rebuilt on purpose. The 2025 defensive fingerprint was aggressive, 7th in man coverage rate, 5th in cover one usage, 8th in blitz rate, pressure-seeking, single-high, high-variance football that produced those 39 sacks and also produced the blown leads. That fingerprint belonged to Shane Bowen, and Bowen was fired in season. The new coordinator is Dennard Wilson, arriving from Tennessee's staff by way of Harbaugh's Baltimore secondary room. On offense, the 2025 charted profile was run-leaning, a bottom-third pass rate over expected, which happens to be the one tendency the new regime will keep. Matt Nagy calls the plays now, with Greg Roman, the league's foremost power run architect, consulting on the ground game, and the roster moves scream commitment. Patrick Ricard, signed from Baltimore as the highest paid fullback in football per the reporting, and Miami's Francis Mauigoa taken 10th overall to play guard. Our stickiness research says tendencies carry when callers carry. New York replaced every caller on both sides. What carries instead is the thing Harbaugh was hired to import. 18 seasons of finishing the kind of games the 2025 Giants kept finding ways to hand back. What changed is a full regime transplant with a Baltimore accent, and one genuinely strange subtraction. The staff, Harbaugh on a 5-year deal announced January 20th, Nagy from Kansas City calling the offense, Wilson on defense, Brian Callahan coaching the quarterback, the Ravens pipeline, Ricard, tight end, Isaiah, likely on 3 years and $40 million, All-Pro punter Jordan Stout, and safety Ardarius Washington. The veteran infusion, Tremaine Edmonds on 3 years, Darnell Mooney on one, arriving from Atlanta, for the record, not Chicago, plus Greg Newsom, and a June wave of receiver flyers headlined by Odell Beckham Jr., back in blue on a one-year deal after a year out of football and a served six-game PED suspension. That's the whole item, handled straight. The draft. Ohio State linebacker Arvel Reese at 5, number 1 on the team's own board, per the club. And Maui Goa at 10, with corner Colton Hood at 37, and receiver Malachi Fields at 74. And the subtraction? Dexter Lawrence, traded to Cincinnati for the 10th pick, straight up. A return the league consensus called light, per multiple reports, for a Pro Bowl defensive tackle in his prime. Wandale Robinson, the team's leading receiver at 92, catches for 1,014 on a 27.8% target share, 7th on our board. Left for Tennessee at 4 years, $78 million. The team that fires both bounce flags sold its Pro Bowl defensive tackle and its target leader on the way to the bounce. So the 2026 question runs through the quarterback, because the bounce math assumes the roster at least holds, and the roster now is Jackson Dart. His rookie charting is a genuinely split document. The good half is athletic and composed, third of 32 qualifiers in efficiency per scramble, behind only Baker Mayfield among high-volume scramblers, a top 10 grade on layup throws, and a stable situation rank of 16th dead average, which for a rookie on a collapsing team is quietly impressive. The bad half is specific. 27th of 36 in completion percentage over expected, 26th in adjusted net yards per attempt, 22nd against the blitz. And on deep throws, a completion rate more than 3 points below expectation, a hole the spring reporting says followed him into June practice. He also converted pressure into sacks at one of the highest rates in our data, a rookie habit Harbaugh's power run, play action design is explicitly built to mask. That's the sharpest way to read this offseason. Ricard, Maui Goa, Roman, a fifth-ranked run game returning, the entire apparatus is designed to let Dart be what he already is, a scrambler with average poise, while the deep ball develops. If it does, the bounce flags, the schedule, and the finishing coach compound into a genuine wildcard case. If it doesn't, 7.5 wins is what the flags alone were always going to buy. Fantasy names to know. Scored half PPR. Malik Nabers at WR14, pick 33, is the most projection-heavy price in the division. 18 catches in 4 games before the torn ACL, an off-season cleanup procedure on the same knee, and, per the reporting, real doubt about week 1 clearance. You're buying the 2024 target monster, and the discount is thinner than the risk. Scatabo at RB19, pick 40, gave you 410 rushing yards and 5 scores in 8 games before the ankle dislocation, and the club says he's on track. The profile fits the new scheme like it was drafted for it, which he functionally was. Dart at QB11, pick 88, is the sneaky rushing floor buy. 9 rushing touchdowns and the 3rd-best scramble efficiency in football, priced outside the top 10. Isaiah Likely at TE11, pick 107, is the purest coaching projection bet on the board. 27 catches for 307 in Baltimore last year. The price is paying for Nagy's plans, not the production. And Tyrone Tracy at RB42, pick 130, is the insurance policy on Scatabo's ankle at a polite price. The verdict, 7.5, with the public stampeding the over, and our math, for once, is the reason the hype exists. 2 bounce flags worth a combined 4+ wins historically, a 5 blown lead season that screams coaching, and the 1 coach whose brand is exactly that fix. So we'll say it plainly, the direction is right, and the price is fair. The honest range is 6 to 9 wins, with the middle at 7 or 8, a real climb, short of the playoff fever dream. What holds us under the dream? The bounce assumed roster continuity, and New York traded Dexter Lawrence and lost its target leader. The defense must rebuild its identity from scratch, and the quarterback's deep ball is a verified hole, not a narrative one. The Giants aren't a worst-to-first story yet. They're a right coach, right profile, 1 quarterback leap-away story, and those, at least, are real. Follow the New York Giants feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muff 2026 Giants preview. Every number verified.